Good morning, welcome back to Nachyami. Today we are going to be learning together Mizmor Pei Beis, the 82nd Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. This is a short Mizmor and it should sound pretty familiar to us. The general theme is judgment and righteous judgment. Let's take a quick look at it. It's made up of 8 psukim and it really has an introduction, a central section and a conclusion. The first pasuk is its introduction, Mizmor La'asaf. It is a Mizmor to Asaf. It is one of the Asaf ones. Elokim nitzav ad haskel bekerev elokim yishpat. God is standing in the congregation of God or power and judges among God. And the central section is a rebuke to judges in general. And finally, concluding with Kumo Elohim Shavto Haaretz Ki Atah Sinchal B'Kol Hagoyim. Get up, O God, please ascend and judge the world because you will inherit all the nations. The central theme is pretty clear. And it is like the previous Mizmor in the sense that this Mizmor is not addressed primarily to God. This is not the Mishorer, the narrator who's talking to Hashem and requesting, beseeching, thanking Hashem for something. It is actually really predominantly talking to human beings. Which human beings? To human beings who are judges. He starts off by pointing out that Hashem will bring judgment and vengeance to the judges who judged illegitimately. Then he entreats them to take heed of those who are defenseless and those who require more mercy. He then goes on to describe how clueless the judges are. So it's almost as if his voice turns to an aside. They're all clambering around in darkness. And then he turns back to them, mocking them and saying how they think they have power, but they really don't. You know, B'nai Elyon Kulchem, you think you're like, you know, these lofty figures, you're going to die and like a regular human being. And finally, the Mizmor turns to Hashem and requesting that Hashem brings about justice to the earth. Hashem, please bring justice to the earth. It is worthwhile noting that the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam, when describing this halacha in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Chof Gimel Halacha Tes, describes, and he says this lahalacha, he says this in normal to practice, called Dayan Sheino Den Din Emes Lamitoi, Gorem Shchina Tistalek Mi Israel, when a judge will judge not correctly, not justly, in such a case, he causes the Shchina, the divine presence, to disappear. They're called Dayan Shedan Din Emes Lamitoi, Afilu Shah Achas, Kilu Tikain Kol Olam Kulo, Gorem Shchina Tishrevis Bi Israel. And a judge who does take the right path brings the Shekhinah to return to Israel, and he quotes our pasuk in Tehillim, Elokim nitzav ba'al haskel, that God stands in the congregation of Hashem, describing the fact that when you judge justly, ultimately you're bringing Hashem into this world, because it requires a lot of sometimes overlooking some of the favors, the biases, the needs, the lusts, the indulgences that we have in a particular case, and being able to bring about real true justice. Rav Hirsch points out that it is clear from the last pasuk that the theme of this Mizmor is not just particularistic, so it's not just about Hashem bring justice to the nation of Israel, but rather it is Hashem bring justice to the world at large, and the idea that justice is a universal theme. As we say, the last pasuk, Kuma Elokim Shavta Haaretz Ki Atah Tzinchal B'Kol Hagoyim, Hashem, please stand up and bring judgment to the world because you will inherit all the nations. This could be why it is that when you see even very secular Jews who've really lost any semblance of traditional Judaism or not really keeping the halacha, don't really know what it is even like to be Jewish, one thing they still stand up for is social justice. And the Jews are really at the head of a lot of the social justice movements. And I think embedded in that is what this Mizmor is saying. And this is one of the banners of Hashem, which he wants us to be spreading to the four corners of the earth. In terms of the events behind this Mizmor, both the Radak and the Rambam suggest that this Mizmor was said at the times of Yehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat was one of the kings of Israel, who's to be found in Melachim Beis and in Devarei Hayamim. And it was during his time, as we see in Devarei Hayamim Beis, Perek Yotes, that he established courts across the whole area of Yehuda. Why? Because there was bad management. There were bad judges. It wasn't working out anymore. So therefore, he established these courts across the land. And he says, "Va'ato," quoting the pasuk in Devarei Hayamim, "Yipachad Hashem aleichem, shimru v'asul, ki ein im Hashem Elokeinu avlo ma'asor panim." Because Hashem cannot withstand, Hashem cannot live with falsifying justice, deceit, and bribery. So that's why Yehoshaphat sort of set up these courts. And this, perhaps this mizmor, is either the what catalyzed those setup of courts, or is responding to that, and the power that he wielded with that. It is worthwhile knowing that that this mizmor could be looked at in a completely different way. It could be looked at that really what's being talked about over here are not human judges, but celestial judges, meaning the Tsar, the angel of each nation. Therefore, this is looking at a more, we'll call, longitudinal perspective. Rather than saying human judges judge favorably, it's referring to the fact that the Midrash tells us that a nation cannot be conquered by Hashem until Hashem will incapacitate its Tsar, its spiritual power, its minister. And this is talked about by Kriyas Yamsuf, where the Tsar Shel Yam, and as the Tsar of Egypt was conquered at that point in time. A lot of interesting innuendos over there, and fascinating perspectives of what this means. What does a Tsar of a nation really mean? But be it as it may, what is being said over here is all these powers of the other nations who treat the nation of Israel so terribly throughout history, they think they're going to live forever, but Hashem is going to overthrow them at such a point. And therefore, this is really about the ultimate redemption, which is a very different way of reading this entire mizmor. In terms of the places in our tefillah, this appears, this should sound so familiar because this is the mizmor shil shil yom. This is the daily prayer that we say on Tuesdays. This is the Tuesday tefillah. Question just throwing out there for homework is, why is that? What about this relates to Tuesday? What relates to Tuesday in creation? What about it relates to Tuesday in the Beis HaMikdash? What about it about justice connects to the day of Tuesday? The Vilna Gaon also points out that this is the mizmor that is said on the seventh day of Chol HaMoed if that falls on a Friday. Usually the Hoshanah Rabbah would be Mizmor Pei Aleph, which is the Mizmor we learned yesterday. But now, it's actually in the case that it would be on a Friday, it would be this Mizmor. There's a lot of similarities in terms of phrases and ideology as well. It also does relate to Sukkot in the sense that Sukkot is an international Chag. It's a time when all the nations do come to pay homage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash on the festival of Sukkot, and this is a universally themed mizmor. Just one pasuk in the spotlight, just to see how complex and how deep every word and every phrase and every sentence is in this. The first pasuk is Mizmor LaAsaf. This is a mizmor to Asaf. Elokim nitzad baras Kel, bekerav Elokim yishpot. Hashem stands among the congregation of Kel, of power of Hashem, and he judges among the Elokim, among judges. What does it refer to? The Adas Kel refer to the congregation of Kel. So Ibn Ezra says this refers to the heavenly host. What he means to say is Hema Malachim. Where does Hashem judge? He judges among the places where his truth can be exposed, which is in heaven. The Palmalia Shomala, the heavenly host. Chazal in Sanhedrin, Dav Zayinam and Aleph say it's not referring to the heavenly host. It refers to earthly people. Meaning, what does it mean to say that Elokim nitzad baras Kel, Hashem is standing among the congregations of Kel? It refers to, actually, the word Eil as power, referring to a human. It's what's called Chol. The word does not mean or refer to God. It refers to powers on this earth. Powers on this earth are courts of justice. So we're being told about over here, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, similar to what we learned in the Rambam just a moment ago, is that when a judge judges true justice, Hashem is standing there. So to speak, that person is the conduit, that judge is the conduit of divinity in this world by judging forever truly, by adhering to the principles of truth which Hashem meted out and gave to us. The Mishnah in Avos takes us one step further. The Mishnah in Avos tells us in the beginning section of Perek Gimel that Rabbi Chalafta Ben Doisa would tell us the following. Asara Shiyoshim V'oiskim HaTorah Shechina Sheruya Beinehem. If there's 10 people who are sitting around and learning Torah, then the Shechina, the divine presence, is among them. Shenemar, as we are taught, Elokim nitzav ba'adas Kel, that God is found in the presence of Kel, and this refers to the fact that Aida refers to the very minimum, the least of 7 people. The Gemara in Brachos takes this one step further. On Daf Vavim Aleph, the Gemara in Brachos says that this refers to any time that we have a person enters the Beis Knesses, that is where Hashem is to be found, that a shul has a special level of Kedusha, that one's tefillos can reach much further in a shul than anywhere else, even a designated basement or other places that a person may gather, or an office, which are convenient and sometimes necessary locations to daven. But a Beis Knesses itself, a shul, has the capacity of the Shechina, which is Shenemar Elokim Nitzav Baras Kel, is what the Gemara in Brachos tells us. And finally, just one last wrinkle in this, one fascinating application of this, which is very counterintuitive. Perhaps the way we would think about it, and with human and earthly logic, the Ramban tells us in Parshas Shoftim a very fascinating insight. The halacha is that if there are witnesses who are conspiring witnesses, what's called edim zomemim, and they conspire, they falsify testimony to indict somebody on false charges, and it's found out that they were in another place. They couldn't have been there to have seen the testimony, to have seen the case that they're describing. They get the same punishment that they were trying to indict the person with. So let's say they were going to inflict false monetary harm on another person. When they're found to be false, they're found to be elsewhere, they have to pay the same monetary fine that they would have, in fact, imposed upon the poor, helpless victim. The halacha is fascinating, though. The Gemara tells us at the beginning of Makos that it's kasher azaman velo kasher asa. It's only if they were caught before they actually meted out the false justice. But if they were caught after it already happened, so the court case had been done, they already got the money extracted from this victim, and then it's found out that they were false, then in that case we don't apply the same punishment. There is other courses of justice, but not the specific law, what's called kasher zamam, applying the same punishment. Why is that? It's a strange, strange law. The Ramban says a very fascinating thing, and that is he believes that post facto, even though it's true that this particular person was a victim and was not deserving to pay this money that was based on this false testimony, it couldn't have been that the court of Hashem, where Ebe Elokim Nitzav Badaskel, the court of where Hashem was, would have said something which was false. The Sanhedrin would not be misled. Hashem would not allow them to have misled in judgment. It must be that there was something. There was something on this victim that he deserved somehow, through some means, to get this punishment, and that is what is being said over here. So the Elokim Nitzav Badaskel is perhaps one of the reasons why it is that when it's already been meted out, we don't apply the same punishment, we do another course of justice. Very fascinating application of this halacha. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.